Welcome to Social Mornings with Jackson and Steph, the conversations we have with our today's Q106 Facebook Live audience at the beginning of each show.
I know I say this a lot, but it was one of those weekends where I need more weekend. Like, I need actual weekend. I always think it's funny, and this happens a lot, where the boss is like, have a good weekend. Like, nah, bro, I'm just working not here now. I'm doing stuff for work, but outside of here.
Your weekend was super busy. You need to know the word no. Saturday morning, tailgate. Super Dave, I guess, could have done it.
Yeah, but Steph, we get paid to do that, though. Come on now. And it gives me an excuse to eat hot dogs.
Yeah, so, I didn't have one single hot dog, and you had like 100.
I had probably five. So my weekend started off with Friday. I had a remote at Ashley Home Store here in Madison on the west side. Right after that, I had to speed home real quick, put on my fancy pants, and comb my hair. And then we had a gala for Geo's Garden. Got to hang out with some wonderful people out there. It was such a great event. They raised, I want to say, over $80,000 that day. So fantastic. And then went home, did some whittling and carving, got up early for today's Q106 Liney's tailgate.
Yeah.
We're out there, me and Steph working that. Thank you if you got to come out to the party. Then, right after that, I had to drop Steph back off at my house. We rode together, head over to a car dealership, Bergstrom Chevy, because they were having a drive for the cure, raise money for breast cancer awareness. I was there for 2 hours.
Yeah.
Got to then go home and relax for a few minutes. I had a team of teenagers in my house because it was homecoming weekend.
Oh.
So they were all getting ready at my house.
Just
all the girls up there. Oh, my God. Should I wear this dress? I don't know. You can't wear those shoes. How do I do my makeup? that was going on. And then Mackenzie drove them to where they went. They were meeting up with like 19 other kids. I feel bad for the restaurant they went to.
Oh, my gosh.
Mackenzie.
I know. Okay, real quick. I'm going to jump in on that part of the story.
Yeah.
My husband, restaurant business, being a server. Guess who he hated serving? That group of kids who doesn't know how to tip worth crap.
Well, you don't know how to tip. You don't.
Exactly. Lily doesn't even know how to tip. They don't even know what a tip means.
That's right. Lily knows because she sees I tip very heavily. Well, I always tip over 20 to 25% over that. I always, because I know they're not there to get rich. If you don't tip, stop going out to dinner.
That's the biggest thing.
Just stop it. If your bill is $8 and you can't throw down a five, I'm sorry for that waitress. I know throw them a five. We'll try to get throwing somebody a $5 bill. Then just stop coming. Same way with the pizza. If you can't give the pizza guy $4 or $5, stop ordering pizza.
Mm-hmm.
Just, cook your own pizza. Because you don't deserve to have someone bring you food now. You're
so
ungrateful.
So 19 of them went to one restaurant?
It was a buffet they went to, though.
Oh, good.
I'm not sure how that works on the tipping with them.
I always heard $1 per person at least.
Yeah. If they're bringing you drinks, but they're not non-alcoholic drinks. So, they all went there. But what's funny is Mackenzie got back. She goes, you got to come look at the car. And Lily had on a very sparkly dress.
Okay.
It looked like a stripper exploded in my front seat. Glitter. Everywhere.
Oh, no.
And Lily said, she goes, I feel bad for whatever boy it is she dances with. He is going to look like a disco ball. The dress was just, it looks like someone just threw an arts and crafts room at it.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Very, very pretty dress. Her and her friends all looked really nice. And, so they had that. And then one of the other parents brought them back, which that was good because I was four glasses into some whiskey by then. And stayed up until 2 o'clock in the morning carving.
Sheesh.
Then on Sunday, we were out in Paola at Lily's Mercantile and Makery slinging pumpkins and raised $1,499. I dropped a dollar. I threw a gold dollar from my jar in there to make it an even $1,500. But hot diggity dang. And thank you so much to Teresa and Corey, who own Monkey Shines and Lily's Mercantile and Makery. They donated the real pumpkins for us to sell, and gave us all the money from that. So it was an absolute great day. A lot of great listeners came out, and it was just absolutely awesome. So huge start to the whittling season, being all in all about $1,700 ahead of where we normally are a month before we start.
Oh, good. Now, how many pumpkins you made? Is that about how many Santas you make?
No.
So you got to start whittling now for your Santas?
Yeah. The difference with the Santas is I can do probably three of those a day.
Versus how many pumpkins a day?
one or two.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I can easily do three Santas a day. And the sanding and stuff like that on the Santas is a little bit easier than it is on the pumpkins. Because the Santas, they, you know, their beards can look a little rough, you know, on that. But the pumpkins, you, I want them to be smooth as possible on there. So I just the Santas, the hat needs to be sanded nice and smooth, and the cheeks. But then the beard can be decently rough.
Nice.
Because it's hair. So you can have a few, you know, ends kind of sticking off of the wood, you know, that type of stuff.
Checking in on some comments on today's Q106 Facebook page. Several of the live feeders came out and bought some pumpkins from you.
Yes.
Shannon saying, my daughter named her pumpkins and ghosts. Thank you.
Yeah, appreciate that. I also made a few ghosts. I made probably five ghosts on site there because I can make those real quick. And Mackenzie just painted them because we're out of stuff. And it's like, hey, you know, you have anything else? And we had a few ghosts. And every time I would be making one, someone would come up. I'm like, can I get one? I'd say, give me 20 minutes and I'll have one for you. So they'd go shop in there or go take the kids on a wagon ride or go down to the brewery. Paola is a cute little town now.
Where is it? I know it's in Paola, but what is Paola?
Between Belleville and Verona.
Okay.
Yeah, it's a small little unincorporated town. And back in the day when I grew up there, there was a bar and a cheesecake factory or a cheese factory. And that was always just bar and cheese factory. And that was it. Now they've got the cheese factory's closed down now, I think. But now they've got a little ice cream shop. They've got a couple bars, a brewery in there, a really fancy coffee shop kind of restaurant thing.
Nice.
A couple makery type places, like crafty places. Neat little hipster type town. Going to do real well with Epic being right there.
Oh.
And a lot of young folks looking for that kind of stuff. It was real neat. I was talking to this couple, real hipstery, cool couple. And I was like, they asked me, they said, you from here? And I said, no, I'm from Madison, but I grew up in the area. So where are you guys from? They said, we're actors from Chicago. We're working with American Players Theater this month, and we're on our way to New Glarus to the brewery. Mm-hmm. And he goes, and I saw what was going on. I just pulled over. He goes, this is cool. And he's walking down the street drinking a nice craft beer. And,
nice.
You know, things that people like that are into, we're really into that. A lot of hip, cool cats out there yesterday.
Well, you had an opposite experience for my weekend. I was very adult this weekend. Of course, I just started a new health insurance on October 1st. And of course, one of my kids stayed home sick from school on Friday.
Oh, no.
I was like, okay, I think he just has a cold. But then I looked at his tonsils and they were horrible. So big and so gross.
What's he got?
So then I took him to urgent care on Saturday. But at first I had to figure out, well, the urgent care that I'm used to going, can I go there with my new insurance?
Oh, you got to go get a new family doctor and everything, too.
Right. So I called up our insurance, tried talking with them, and they were actually super helpful. And at first, like, oh, no, you do have to come to ours. But, you're a PPO. Okay, you can go anywhere. I was like, okay, good. Just because I kind of work outside of our Madison area.
Yeah.
I mean, I live outside the Madison area, and our insurance is good for a place here in Madison. So they're like, okay, let's see the mileage, because if you're 55 miles away, you can go to anywhere. They're like, you're 35 miles away.
Yeah.
But you're PPO, so you can go there. But then it's raining, and you load up all three kids by yourself, and then I drop them off. I say, stay there while I go get the baby, and then I'm going to bring the baby in. And then, so going to the doctor.
How is he?
He's doing fine. He has strep.
Oh,
it's
that
four
sucks.
Out of five signs for strep, but they did like the
strep test.
The strep test, and it came back negative. But the doctor was like, no, he's got four out of five signs.
But
I'm giving him something.
The long-term strep test, I'm assuming.
Well, he's like, do you want to send in a culture for it? I was like, no, I just need something now. I'm not going to wait 2 days.
I'm the same way. Hey, let's not pay for that. Let's just go ahead and get, can you give me the medicine?
Because
it's either penicillin or amoxicillin. Mm-hmm. And it's not like you can overdose on that stuff. Just give me a bottle of that. We'll just start taking that, and we'll just hope that's what it is.
And even the doctor is like, I'm giving you guys something. It's strep, even though it. So yeah.
I've had that a bunch. It's poor little boy. That stinks. All right, you ready for what we're doing here? All right. Today's Q106 Morning Show with Jackson and Steph. Happy Monday, if there ever is one of those. Sunny skies. After we had that rain during the Badger game on Saturday, we've got a nice stretch of days until we get closer to your weekend. High of 63. Don't turn the heat on just yet, wife. It's 53 at 545.
We're going to have to get into a great debate later in the show because I turned on the heat on Friday.
Come on.
And my mom said, once you turn it on, you can't go back, Steffi.
Yes, you can.
I'm like, well, I did turn it off yesterday, okay?
Crack the windows. It's nice out. Anyways.
But our weekend started Friday morning, really, with Jackson and Steph's Hole in the Wall tour. Our first stop was Monona. We're getting ready for our second stop, which is going to be in Marshall. So, Marshall, get ready for us at the Barrel Inn. Mm-hmm. Put into your calendar for this coming Friday morning. First 106 of you come in the door, you get the free breakfast, watch our show live, be part of our show. It's a really good time. And Jackson flubbed up on where we
were.
In front of the mayor of Monona.
I've been here almost my whole life. How do I not know this?
Exactly. So in case you missed it, here's the moment that Jackson messed up right in front of the mayor.
You guys do have one of my favorite places on the entire planet. And I know looking at me, this might be a shock, but this is probably my favorite place to go. Old Brick Gardens is, and there's some
Madison.
New. It's Madison. Okay, and running outside.
Give Jackson the buzzer. I was just going to ask the mayor to give us a quick trivia, like something people might not know.
That Old Brick is in Madison. So is that right at the line?
Close to the line.
Wow. Okay, I did not realize that. Never mind. Yep. To heck with Old Brick. I'm not going there anymore.
What's something Monona is known for that we might not know about?
That Old Brick's not there.
See? So it's okay. That's what Hole in the Wall Tour is all about. We're learning about your hometowns and your communities.
I thought for sure that it ended right after, because that's right after Old Brick, it becomes Atwood Avenue. And it's Monona Drive up until Old Brick.
So if you're in the Marshall area, what's Marshall known for?
What can I mess up in your town?
Little America.
Oh,
the
I
wooden
betcha.
Roller coaster.
I'm not getting on that thing. Small roller coasters, I'm not getting on that thing.
Oh my gosh.
Can't believe that. I was like, yeah, I love Old Brick Gardens. We always thought it was Monona. And
we learned something new.
It belongs to the Madison Parks Department, too.
Yes.
Boo on Jackson.
Gosh, yes.
Yeah. I think she knew where I was going with this, too, and she was so polite, and she's like, this idiot is about to be an idiot, and she's looking at me, and then I was like, she doesn't seem to be smiling as much as I'd like her to about what I'm about to say, and then that's why, because I'm dumb.
That's what we learn together.
You can't learn if you don't make a mistake. Keep that in mind, parents. You got to let your kids, got to let them fall so you can get back up.
That's
and
right.
And then learn that Old Brick Gardens is not in Monona.
But then I get to have some fun going back to the insurance stuff and being an adult. Today I get to make more calls and make sure that the billing will work out all right. Because when they were typing in my new insurance, they're like, you're going to have to call our billing department.
See, that is where, if I were you, when they said, yeah, you can go there, PPO, letters that nobody understands.
Yes, you can. I for sure know that because I've been in PPO many times.
Yeah, but there for sure is, this is covered. And then next thing you know, bills are being sent around.
Oh, I'm still going to spend $200, I'm sure.
Yeah.
Because even under my other insurance, every single time I went to the doctor, it was $200. I was like, okay, I'm going to get on a little rant. Are you ready for this?
Do it.
I'm paying $600 a month for insurance.
Yeah.
And then every time I go to the doctor, it's another $200 because I have to reach my deductible, which is over $5,000. It's like, what the hell are you paying for? What am I paying for, really?
That's we're the same way. You know, I got... every time I go to the doctor, we get a bill for like $100 or whatever that we have to pay. And I'm like, we have really good insurance. What am I giving you guys money for? What about all those months I didn't use the insurance?
Yeah.
Like, what about all the surgeries I didn't have? Have I not done? I get a punch card and I earn something where you guys are like, hey,
I know.
Is the insurance company not making enough money off of me? Like,
then,
what's going on with this?
My in-laws were like, oh my gosh, you guys are paying $600 a month? What's Brad's new insurance? I'm like $1,200 a month for family. It's like, who would ever be able to afford $1,200 a month for family insurance?
Nobody can. That's
what
a thing.
The heck is going on?
But keep in mind, Steph.
What?
The rest of the world has universal health care. Just can't work here. The rest of the world has it. Mm-hmm. Higher rate of living, we have the lowest, we have the highest death rate for newborns here, but it can't work here. It works everywhere else, but it can't work in America.
I don't get it.
Yeah, let them keep telling you that. We works in Canada, even though they want to try to tell you everyone in Canada is dying. I got a lot of friends that live in Canada, actually. They're doing really well. I got a lot of friends that live in London as well, doing pretty damn well. How's health insurance over there? Oh, actually, it's really good. Great. Can't work here. Just can't work here. Can't work here.
Yep.
No, we can't figure it out here.
And I think more of us need to vent it, because as soon as I start venting, I'm like, ooh, am I sounding political now? It's like, no, this is my life.
No,
I'm spending hundreds of dollars.
No, this is a fact.
What? This is a fact.
That's like saying, like, I made a cheesecake in Spain. Whoa. Can't make cheesecake in Alabama. Cheesecake doesn't set up right in Alabama. Can't work here. That recipe doesn't work here. But wait a minute. But it works. But it works over there, right? Yep. But not over here? Is it a hemisphere issue? Is that what it is? No, uh-huh. It's a millionaire issue.
Oh, my God.
Can't work here.
Exactly.
No.
Oh, Erin's in the medical field. Man, she probably sees the flip side of it and says insurances are so annoying. And I felt so bad for the receptionist working the desk and, like, trying to type in the numbers and the info and all the different insurance companies you guys have to deal with. And then I even thought, can I end on this story?
Yeah.
There's such a crazy loophole, too, because sure enough, when my dad was calling homeowners insurance about mm-hmm. something, and they're like, that'll be $800. He's like, but it's going through insurance. He's like, then we're going to charge your insurance company $1,600. I forgot what the exact numbers were, but they were going to bill higher if it was going through insurance, because then they'll make money. You know what I mean?
Yeah, see.
So that's the other flip side of this whole thing. Like, I even realized, because I keep medical bills and everything and the uh-huh. paperwork. So my first baby, let's say, was $1,400. Then my third baby was $3,000. I remember putting them side by side to see the itemized bill. Everything was twice the amount because it was 5 years later. It's like, we'll get more money from the insurance companies because the citizen's not paying for that full amount. But it's like, that's why insurance companies have to charge us more now, right?
Yeah, well, see, it's like kind of the same thing with, like, if you go to a mechanic that is not reputable, and let's say your car crashes, mm-hmm. and they go, well, you know, what we'll do is we'll just go ahead and charge the insurance company this, and we'll say it's that, but then you can go ahead and do this.
Right.
Or it's like, we're getting paid a whole bunch, and then you're going to get a little taste out of that, too, but the insurance company is, like, everyone's trying to screw everyone. Nobody can be honest anymore. And, you know, and also, and I don't feel bad, you know, about someone screwing an insurance company, but you're still stealing. And that's the reason why rates and things like that go up, because other people are taking advantage of the system, you know, but you have no way of doing that until you destroy the system and then rebuild it. But nobody wants to do that. Too much money. Can't work here.
Yeah.
Can't work here.
Can't work here.
Don't be trying to make a damn cheesecake over here. All right? Can't work here.
Oh,
works everywhere else. Will not work here.
So I know that took a weird turn, but I was just thinking of my very adult weekend and dealing with insurance. And I just have
the number
been
one reason people go into debt right now, the number one reason for poverty and for bankruptcy is medical bills.
Correct.
That's the number one.
And that's not coming from Jackson's mouth. That
is the richest company, in the richest country in the history of civilization, the number one reason people are poor are medical bills. Like, almost, mm-hmm. was like 75-80% of Americans are one major medical issue away from losing everything.
Yes.
That is sad and disgusting. No matter what side you're on. I don't know what the answer is, but it can't work here. That's all I know.
Happy Monday.
Can't work here. I'll work here. Go get him, champ. Just don't go to the doctor. Thanks so much for tuning in to Social Mornings Podcast with Jackson and Steph. You can catch this podcast live and contribute by jumping on the Today's Q106 Facebook page Monday through Friday at 5:30 a.m. We usually wrap up around 5:45, but it's a good time. If you enjoyed this podcast, please click share. And if you want to check out any other episodes, you can find them all at Q106.com.